The Episcopal Church, USA, is in the midst of a contentious general convention. The big issues concern the possible confirmation of a gay bishop and whether or not to endorse gay unions. Already, at least 24 bishops and ministers of large conservative churches have threatened to set up a competing church structure if the gay bishop is confirmed. Commentator Gustav Niebuhr says the possibility of division within the Episcopal Church is not to be taken lightly.
Schism is a dreaded word in any religious organization, and for good reason. In Christianity's long and often contentious history, it calls to mind the Great East-West Schism. That event occurred a millennium ago, but the effects of the watershed breach between Roman Catholicism and the Orthodox churches continues to be felt today. Although the threat of a rupture within the Episcopal Church would seem to play out on a smaller stage, its repercussions could be global. The Episcopal Church belongs to a 77 million member association, the Anglican Communion, that may be second in its geographical reach only to the Roman Catholic Church. Now, religious schisms are rare. Among Christians, the pressures of theology and recent history run exactly the opposite way. The ideal is unity, which explains why Catholic and Orthodox negotiators spent centuries trying to heal their rift that occurred in 1054, efforts that have been renewed in recent decades. But sometimes religious organizations do break apart. On the eve of the Civil War, Baptists, Methodists, and Presbyterians all split along north-south lines over slavery. While the nation as a whole was able to put itself back together after Lee surrendered to Grant, religious unity remained elusive long after slavery itself ceased to exist as an issue. The Methodists did not reunite until 1939. As for the Baptists, well, the denominations that grew out of that split never came back together. It's not only the Episcopalians who are being troubled by the current debate. Questions over gays in the church roil the Methodists and Presbyterians, among other Protestant groups. But their discussions have not reached quite the level of intensity that the Episcopalians are experiencing now. In some ways, the situation is ironic. In the 1970s, major Protestant denominations underwent a revolutionary change that seems as momentous as what's at issue here. That involved ordaining women, a break with centuries of tradition. Yet it happened without a large-scale rupture. Among Episcopalians, openly gay priests are not as rare as they were a decade ago, which is why the convention will be considering the possibility of a gay bishop and same-sex rights. What Episcopalians at the convention must consider is this. Are the gay issues so significant that they warrant not just a fight, but an actual break within a historic worldwide religious organization? It seems to me that in a church schism, the people involved are essentially identifying their controversies as the single most significant issue within Christianity. And in this case, given that the Bible has a great deal more to say about such subjects as idolatry and helping the poor than it does about homosexuality, that would be a very dramatic statement.
Gustav Niebuhr is a visiting fellow at the Center for the Study of Religion at Princeton University.